This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Before we get into the preach this morning, I have an exciting new announcement for you, and that is we, this morning, are announcing a new staff member. And so can you please give it up for Chloe Stewart as she joins me on stage? Chloe is married to Tom, and they are part of the Newtown Gospel Community and have been coming to Anchor for about 18 or so months. Chloe, very exciting. Chloe's going to be coming onto staff and working in the area of one-to-one ministry and discipleship, and has been freed up to do this from a very generous external supporter, which is amazing. So you'll be doing that one day a week. Chloe, tell us, what is one-to-one ministry and what excites you about the work that you'll be doing?
Yeah. So one-to-one ministry, it's pretty broad. If you think about how Jesus does ministry, he often spoke to large crowds, he spoke to his disciples in a smaller group like our gospel communities, and then he spoke to one or a few of his followers or people in general. And so it's that final category that one-to-one imitates. So literally one-to-one or one with a few people. It has the intention of spending time talking about life and God, ideally reading the Bible together. It can involve working through a book of the Bible. It can involve reading a Christian book. It can be a once-off. It can be a regular thing, a weekly thing, a fortnightly thing. It can be between a Christian and a non-Christian, someone who doesn't call Jesus Lord. It can be between peers, or it could be more like a mentoring relationship. Mm. So it involves a space where you can share your life a lot more intimately. You can pray for one another. You can ask questions that you might not have the space to otherwise ask. What excites me about it? I'm very excited about it. I did quite a few one-to-ones at my old church, and it was just awesome seeing the fruit of it. Being able to share our lives genuinely, being able to speak God's truths into one another's lives. One person I'm reading the Bible with here at Anchor, she hadn't had anyone read the Bible with her before, and it's been amazing learning about who God is, what's the go with Jesus, and she was asking the other day, where was Jesus before he came to earth, and I'm not really sure, but it was great. It's been great to actually read the Bible and find answers for a lot of our questions and find hope to endure through this life with God.
Great.
Well, sorry, I would just want to say a few more things. What else I'm excited about? I'm excited about, I'm really passionate about spending time with people. I love people, pretty extroverted, and I love teaching the Bible and studying the Bible. So one-to-one really is that. But it like covers a lot of those passions of mine. So I'm really excited about doing that.
Good. Well, we're excited as well. You're not going to be doing this full time, so it'll be a day a week. What are you doing with the rest of your time?
So during the week, I study at Moore College, which is a Bible college just down the road. I'm studying something called a Bachelor of Divinity. It's not a magic thing. It's about God. And I'm doing that most of the week. I should be graduating at the end of this year because I started studying in 2016. It's a four-year degree. But I haven't been very well the past couple of years. I've battled through some gut health-related problems. And so that's been a really humbling journey. And God's taught me a lot through that. As I start to heal, my capacity has increased. And so I'm really excited to be able to be on the ground doing ministry again. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Great. What are the hopes that you have for one-to-one as you begin to do this and train others to do it in our church? What are the dreams you have for this ministry?
I hope that this becomes part of our culture, part of our DNA at Anchor. That I really hope to see a lot of women and men growing in their love and knowledge of Jesus, experiencing what it looks like to actually walk with Jesus through whatever you face. I hope to train people as well, see men and women trained up to disciple one another and to have confidence as they read the Bible, confidence that they can find answers in God's word, and to see our church become more and more a family, living life every day with one another.
Great. Well, I'm excited about that too. What can we be praying for you as you juggle study, work, step into a new ministry, what sort of things can we be praying for you and for our church?
Yeah, well, I'm very aware that I'm very limited. My body lets me know that. So please pray that I would have health to be able to meet up with people. Pray for wisdom as I explore these gifts and grow in understanding how to care for people, how to teach the Bible. Pray that that God would bless that ministry. Mm-hmm. And pray that women and men here would be eager to meet up, that people would be available and willing to spend time reflecting on who God is, asking answers and asking questions and spending time growing in maturity. Mm. Yeah, we really need God to bless this ministry and help me especially. Yeah.
Great. Well, let's do that. Let's pray for Chloe now and give thanks and pray expectantly that God is going to do all of those things in our church community. So please join me as I pray. Father God, we thank you for Chloe. We thank you for the work that you have done and are doing in her life. We praise you for this generous backer who has freed Chloe up from doing other means of work to support her family, that she is free to do this work in our church. So we praise you for that. Father, we pray for wisdom for Chloe. She juggles work and college and study, and pray that you would continue to bless her health, that would continue to improve. And Father, we pray that as men and women are trained in our church, there would be a hunger for knowing you more. There would be a hunger for discipling other people, and that we would see the fruit of people investing in each other's lives, of being real with each other, of genuine life-on-life discipleship happening. So, Father, we pray that this ministry would flourish and thrive. We pray that you would grant Chloe wisdom as she uses her gifts to be a blessing to others and to our church. And God, we pray now as we come under the authority of your word preached, we pray that you would give us soft hearts to what you want to say to us. Please minister to us by your Spirit. Open our eyes to see wonderful things in your word now. And we prayed in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Let's give.